Now we move on to looking at mammalian respiration, and we are going to describe all the different components of the mammalian respiratory system in quite a lot of detail. So when you think about the mammalian respiratory system, there are different components. First of all, air is going to enter into the pharynx. We've talked about the pharynx many times before. Okay, and then it's going to go from the pharynx into the larynx, and then from the larynx it's going to go through the trachea, then it's going to enter the bronchial tubes, which will perforate the lungs, and eventually we'll end up with the alveoli at the end of all those tubes where the gas exchange is going to occur. So before we get to the lungs, let's start off by describing the pharynx. Okay, the pharynx is basically a tube, okay? You would probably call it your throat. So what happens is it's divided into three parts. The uppermost part is called the nasopharynx. If you could somehow stick your fingers up inside your nose, you would eventually reach your nasopharynx. And the entire pharynx is very muscular, but the lining of the pharynx is made up of different types of epithelial tissue. So if we look at the nasopharynx, we're going to find it's made up of pseudostratified epithelium. We've looked at this in the lab. We know what pseudostratified epithelium is like. It's the epithelial tissue that has a lot of goblet cells producing lots and lots of mucus and lots of cilia. So this is perfect for this particular location. What will happen is when you breathe in and you breathe in dust or bacteria or viruses, hopefully they'll be trapped in the mucus and then the little cilia will move and the mucus will either come out your nose or go down your throat. Okay? Other components that we find in the nasopharynx is we find something called the pharyngeotympanic tube. This is a little opening, and what this does is it connects that area of your pharynx to your middle ear. And basically its purpose is there to equalize pressures. I'm sure we've all had the experience of, you know, going in an airplane and say you're taking off or you're landing and then the air pressure changes quite suddenly and you want to swallow. So we need to be able to equalize air pressures. And so that's what that's there for. We also have different patches of lymphatic tissue. So we have something called our pharyngeal tonsils. Okay, and you can't possibly see these. They are up inside your, way, pretty much where your nose joins onto your face. And their role in life is, again, they're part of your lymphatic system. So they're going to have your white blood cells in there. And again, they'll be dealing with processing microbes. And then we've got the ovula, which is an extension of the soft palate, the roof of your mouth, and it's a little flap-like process so that when you're breathing in or when you're chewing food, then when you swallow, that's going to close off this passageway. So you don't want food entering into your nasopharynx. The only thing that should be passing through this area of your pharynx is the air that you're breathing in. The middle part of your pharynx is called the oropharynx, and through this region we are going to be passing food and air. The lining now changes. Pseudostratified epithelium would no longer be protective enough, so now we want to go to stratified squamous epithelium. This is very, very similar to the epithelium that we found in the outer layer of our skin. It's many layers thick and it's very protective. And if we look at structures which are found in there, we've got more parts of our lymphatic system. We've got more of what we call tonsils, which are really lymph nodes. We've got our palatine and our lingual tonsils. The palatine tonsils are the tonsils at the back of your throat. They're the ones that if you know, going to have a checkup and somebody says, stick out your tongue and say, ah, that is your palatine tonsils. The ones that you can actually see if you do that and you look in the mirror. Okay, those are the ones that are swabbed if we want to tell if you've got infections or not. So we've got our palatine tonsils, and then at the base of our tongue we've got more tonsils called lingual tonsils. And again, it's a perfect location for them. They're there to capture foreign organisms as they enter in through your mouth or through the respiratory system. And then the last part of our pharynx is called the laryngopharynx, okay? And this is going to lead down and join on to your esophagus. So through this part of our pharynx, we could have food going. Okay, again, it's lined with stratified squamous epithelium. It's nice and protective. Air can also go through it. It sits just behind the larynx, but plainly if air passes through, that's no problem. So those are the different components and functions of the pharynx.